Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior King Jesus. Simbongo uNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. As we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Kuleli viki elingaphambili sikhulume nge-title ethi The Road to Our Blessing. And we have spoken about it. Ukuthi manje indlela eya ibusisweni zikaNkulunkulu akusindlela efana nezwe. Ngani ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi indlela zakhe azifani nendlela zethu nokwenza kwakhe akufani nokwenza kwethu. Manje thina sifuna ukwenza ngendlela yethu, uNkulunkulu yena wenza ngendlela yakhe, izwe lenza ngendlela yabo. Sifuna manje ukuthi sibheke ezintweni zezwe bese sicabangela ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenza kanjalo. Njengoba sikhulumile ukuthi abaningi uma bengenazo lezi zinto abezwe abanazo into ze-materialism babone ngathi ababusisekanga. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisaqhubeka ngokuthi ziningi ama false doctrine enze ukuthi abantu baze bayiye kuNkulunkulu bayofuna izinto ezisheshayo. Kanti indlela eyibusisweni zikaNkulunkulu kukhona la idlula khona. Njengoba sazi nathi ukuthi uma sihamba indlela kunama zigzag, uma sihamba indlela kunama valley, uma sihamba indlela there are mountains, uma sihamba indlela there are bridges that we need to cross ukuze siyofinyelela lapho esizofinyelela khona. NjengoDavide uma esho ukuthi noma ngihamba ethunzini lokufa, manje kusidlula ethunzini lezinto eziningi empilweni yethu uma siya ezibusisweni zikaNkulunkulu. Manje ngakhuluma ukuthi the road to our blessings calls us to wait, and those esibamentionile kuleli viki eliphelile u-Abraham ukuthi kwadingeka ukuthi eme uNkulunkulu sekemthembisile. Wadlula ey'ntweni ezinzima, wadlula ey'ntweni ezama-challenges, kodwa umuntu uNkulunkulu amthembisile ukuthi will be the father of the nation. Manje yinto efuna ukuthi nathi uNkulunkulu ebesifundisa ngayo ukuthi manje indlela kaNkulunkulu inama-test, indlela kaNkulunkulu ine-pain, indlela kaNkulunkulu iyalindwa. Uma sibheka nendaba kaJacob ukuthi uJacob had to stay 14 years kwindawo kaLabhani, and lo muntu uneyibusiso zikaNkulunkulu ayithembisile kuye. NoJosepha wahlala ejele, and sekehlele ejele wa interpreter iphupha lomunye, but sekelichazile lelo phupha lomunye. Lo munye wamthembisa wathi kuye, uma ngifika ngaphandle ngiyokukhulumela. Make sephumile ngaphandle kunani ukuthi amkhulumele. Wamlibala lithi zikaNkulunkulu wahlala another 2 years ehleli lapho. Lo owayemthembisile akasabonakala indawo. Manje indlela kaNkulunkulu, ngithanda ukuthi ngisakhuluma nangalezo zinto ukuthi kuneyithembiso abantu abasithembisa ngazo, kuneyithembiso uNkulunkulu asithembisa ngazo. Manje aziyithembiso zabantu ngelinye ilanga bayakufeyila, but iyithembiso zikaNkulunkulu angeke azakufeyile, angeke azasifeyile uThixo. Manje kwesikhathi esi-right izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi kwaba yinkinga manje ngaphandle. Uyabona uNkulunkulu wayenza ukuthi angaphumi ngokukhulunyelwa, ngoba kuba uphume ngokukhunyinela uNkulunkulu bengeke asebenze, ngoba phela sekuyisandla somuntu. uNkulunkulu befuna ukuthi aphume yena ngesikhathi sakhe uNkulunkulu asifunayo. Lapho the king seyibona ukuthi inamaphupho engawa understand, manje kwadinge ukuthi uNkulunkulu amkhiphe ukuze sekephumile akwazi uku-interpreter iphupha lakaFaro. Manje lithi zikaNkulunkulu wamtshela ukuthi there is 7 years of plenty and 7 years ze famine, and khona lapho kwathi wathi uFaro kuye, kube uma kube ungcono kube uwe oyilawulayo lento. Ngani? Ngoba nginabo abahlakaniphile kodwa abakwazanga ukuchaza iphupha and ngeke bakwazi ukuyibamba lento. Wathi ufuna umuntu onomoya kaNkulunkulu. Manje uma unomoya kaNkulunkulu uyakwazi ukulinda isikhathi sikaNkulunkulu, but uma ungenamoya kaNkulunkulu udesperate urusha yonke into size kwenzakala amaphutha ngani ngoba sikwazi ukulinda. Manje uma sibheka sikhulume nangoDavide ukuthi uDavide wagcotshwa, sekegcotshiwe kwadingeka ukuthi ame wagcotshwa 3 times waze wama about 7 years engakahlali esitulweni. UDavide azange ayijahele indaba yokuhlala etronini ezazi ukuthi uyinkosi. Nangu manje uSamuel emlwisa and then naye enethuba lokuSamuel angambulala kodwa wadecide ukulinda. Ithe noma sebemtshela ukuthi uSamuel nendodana yakhe ihambi ifile, azange akujabulele lokho, azange ajabulele ukuthi ngiyohlala etronini ngoba ebefuna ukubekwa nguNkulunkulu ngesikhathi esifanelekile. Manje siyabona ukuthi ukulinda into ekaNkulunkulu esisa eyibusisweni zikaNkulunkulu. Masibheka ke lapha izikaNkulunkulu lapha kuMahubo 27 kuverse 14 lithi, wait for the Lord and be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Manje lithi wait for the Lord and be strong, kusho ukuthi ngalezo sikhathi usalindile izinto azikho lula, izinto zinzima kodwa zisibiza ukuthi sibe strong. And lithi and take heart at the same time ukubekezela, sibe strong sibekezele. Aphinde uIsaiah ku 32 verse 18 athi, for the Lord is God of justice, blessed are those who wait. Uyabona make khuluma ngejustice kaNkulunkulu kusho ukuthi manje makathi the God is the God of justice, ukhuluma ngokuthi ngalezo sikhathi mawulindile ziningi izinto ezikuvelelayo, baningi abantu aba-accusayo, ziningi izinto ezikwehlelayo, ukuthi manje usehlelwa lezo zinto God is a God of justice ozokukhulumela ngaleso sikhathi, ozoba yijaji yako konke. And at the same time uMika yena ku 7:7 uthi, but as for me I will look to the Lord, I will wait for him. Manje kuseni kwanamhlanje ngibuza ukuthi usalindile wena ubhekephi? Ngoba mawulindile kufanele ukuthi sibheke kuNkulunkulu, ngoba masilindile sisabheka abantu sizo phelelwa ngamandla okulinda. Manje esho noJeremiah athi, the Lord is good for those who wait for him. UNkulunkulu ulungile kulabo abamlindelayo. Hey, akulula ukulinda kodwa indlela eyibusisweni zikaNkulunkulu iyalinda, isenza ukuthi silinde ebunzimeni bako konke. Manje uma sibheka ukuthi uNkulunkulu the way kukhona izinto aye wazenza ezibonisa ukuthi sekulindile kukhona izinto ezinhle ezizophuma. Cabanga indaba ye-butterfly. I-butterfly uma uyibheka isibungu and uma ungayithatha uthi uyizama ukuthi uyiforced ukuthi ibe i-butterfly ingafa ngoba kufanele ukuthi idlule to those 4 phases zayo uNkulunkulu azibekele yona. Manje these are the things which we need ukuthi manje sifunda kuzo ngoba i-caterpillar it's an old body ekufanele ukuthi ife and at the same time a new body is formed outside. Manje ngithanda ukuthi manje kufana nakithi, uma sisalindile kukhona izinto ekufanele ukuthi zife kithi ukuze kuphume into entsha kithi, and mayiphuma into entsha kithi izosenza sibe bahle njengoba izikaNkulunkulu lithi uJesu ebusweni bethu kukhazimla yena. Uma singakwazi kulinda uJesu angeke akwazi ukukhazimula kithi. Njengoba sibona newayini, ukuze iwayini libe mnandi kwakudingeka ukuthi lihlaliswe isikhathi eside bese ligena lobu mnandi bakhona. Manje kukhona nenye into esingayifunda ekulindeni ebamboo tree. Ebamboo tree they say ungayitshala emhlabathini angeke uze uyibone, kufanele for 7 years uloku uyinisela mara uyiboni lento iniselayo, ayiveli lento iniselayo, but ultimately after 7 years mase iveli ivele ishute iye phezulu ibonakale angeke isedlula kuma stage athile e 7 years kodwa idlula wonke iyomapha ngaphambili manje these are the things uNkulunkulu asifundisa ngazo ukuthi ukulinda ukulinda kwenzani manje at the same time many times we rush things that take time to grow uma sibheka yonke into it takes time to grow kune process ekufanele idlule kuyo we can learn bangcwele indaba yenkukhu inkukhu lezi sizithengayo ze fridge ukuthi lezo inkukhu zithi zamatswele bazifaka amanalithi ukuthi zisheshe ezikhule mawuse ikhulile lenkukhu mawuthi uyayipheka uthi uyibilisa ngamanzi seyaqala iyakrempa ibuyela kubukhona bayo manje khona lapho we learn even nathi ukuthi izinto maziyeza shesha uma zifika emlilweni lezo zinto zibuyela kubuzona ukuthi manje le bengakhulanga ngendlela efanelekile manje that is why uNkulunkulu efuna ukuthi silinde ngane kulindeni kwethu there are things that are developing kithi there are things izinto zikaNkulunkulu ezivelayo kithi there are the fruit of the spirit ezenzakalayo kithi ekulindeni kwethu manje a road to a blessing isidlulisa intweni ezinjalo ezokulinda sisafunda lapha izwi kaNkulunkulu kuIsaiah chapter 40 kuverse 31 lawa khona lithi leli lizwi even lithi leli lizwi but those that wait on the Lord will renew their strength they will soar on wings like eagles they will run and never grow weary they will walk and not be faint manje lithi laba balinde kuNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu will renew their strength and elite will soar up like with wings like an eagle uyabona ukuthi eagle ma seyihlangabezana nama storms eagle ihamba ngaphezulu kwama storms kusho ukuthi ama storms yiwona awanikeza amandla ukuthi mawandlale amaphiko ayo and uba sibheka kuindaba ye eagle ukuthi uma seya egugeni kudingeka ukuthi yedwaleni mayifika edwaleni ikhiphe lo mlomo waqala mayikhipha lo mlomo waqala ibinawo ihlala 21 days after 21 days seyikhiphe lo mlomo kuvela umlomo omusha ithi mayisuka lapho ikhuphukela phezulu ingazi ifike eduze nelanga and i-eagle uma iphapha iphaphi nezinye iy'nyoni iphapha yodwa manje esikhathini esiningi uma sikwazi ukuhamba le ndlela singabheki abantu sinyukele phezulu njengani njenge eagle ngani ngoba lithi kaNkulunkulu but those who wait in the Lord will renew their strength manje uNkulunkulu siphamandla njalo usiphamandla njalo ekulindeni kwethu sibheka indaba bangcwele lapha kuncwadi ka Luke chapter 2 sifunde from verse 25 lithi leli lizwi now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout he was waiting for the consolation of Israel and the Holy Spirit was upon him It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he will not die before he had seen the Lord Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do to him what is a customary of the law, Simeon took him in his arm and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. Manje uma sibheka lithi leli lizwi, he was waiting. Walinda and elindile enomoya oyingcwele. Umoya oyingcwele emthembisile. Ngoba bangcwele uma singena umoya oyingcwele, siba impatient. We don't have the fruits of the spirit. Uma singena umoya oyingcwele, si hetheka masinya, siyalimala ngani ngoba kulinyezwa inyama yethu. But uma sinomoya oyingcwele, siyakwazi ukuma njengayo Simon. Izwi kaNkulunkulu lisho ukuthi there was a man in Jerusalem called Simon. Angakanani amadoda ayekhona eJerusalem. Kodwa manje sifunda ngendoda eyodwa eyayimlindile uNkulunkulu elinde uJesu Kristu and elithi uNkulunkulu he was waiting for the consolation of Israel and the Holy Spirit was upon him. Manje kudingeka ukuthi ukuze sikwazi kuma kudingeka ukuthi sibe nomoya ongcwele. Ngoba uma unomoya ongcwele, you are able to listen to the Holy Spirit. You are able to understand ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu uthini. Elithi uNkulunkulu moved by the Spirit azange atshelwe umuntu ukuthi makaye ethempeleni, but he was moved by the Holy Spirit ukuthi manje le nto wawilindile seyifikile, hamba wena uye ethempeleni. Elithi uNkulunkulu make mbona uJesu wamkhuka ngesandla wabonga uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu izethembiso zakho. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uma sikhuluma ngento the road to the blessing, angazi ukuthi mina nawe silindeni kuNkulunkulu, but the road to our blessing we need to wait as we read futhi ngendaba kaHana elithi kaNkulunkulu ngendaba kaHana masiqhubeka lapha yana siqhubeka ngaleli vesi lika Simeon liyofika kuindaba kaHana lithi uthi Simeon, sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to all the people of Israel. Uyabona ukuthi waba ne-revelation ukuthi njengoba elindile lento ayizela ngu-Israel kuphela, lento ize ikukukhanya kwabezizwe, wathi manje ngiyibonile sekufikile lokukhanya. Uyazi lokukhanya ukuphethe ngesandla, a great light which is Jesus Christ. Ngani? Ngoba uye walinda. Ilithi lana the child's father and mother marvel at what was said about him. And then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, this child is destined to cause a falling and a rising of many in Israel and to be a sign that will spoken against. Manje yiloko ukuthi namhlanje siyabona ukuthi namhlanje uJesu Kristu kuhlukunyezwa ngisho namaKristu ngenxa kaJesu Kristu ongaphakathi kwethu. Manje lithi maliqhubeka, so that the thoughts of the many hearts will be revealed. Wayelinde ukuthi azobona lo insindiso and uthi make mbusisa uthi imicabango yabantu bonke izodalulwa. Manje ukhuluma ngani? Nge-spirit of discernment, ukuthi manje sekufike omnye umoya ozokwazi ukudalula inhliziyo zabantu. Ngani? Ngoba phela kudala bebehamba ngabaprofeti, but manje kuhanjwa ngomoya ongcwele. And manje at the same time liyasitshela lapho ku verse 36 lithi, then there was a prophetess by the name of Hannah, the daughter of Phinehas of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshipped the mighty God. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Look at this. When she got married, kushukuthi babeshada benabo 17 years. After that, the husband died after 7 years of marriage. Good meaning that this woman, from the age of 20-something, bege hlele tempeleni and intercede ukuthi manje ngifuna ukuyibona lento. And lithi kaNkulunkulu wamgcina waba kuma-80s. And makasemgcinile kubama-80s, the very woman, she's the one who went out and ministered to people ukuthi lo enimlindile sekekhona uMesaya seke fikile ngani ngoba uye wakwazi kumlinda manje uma ngabe uyakwazi kulinda izibusiso zakho uyakwazi ukuthi nabanye abantu bakwazi ukubenefita kuzo kodwa namhlanje sibona abantu abangafuni ukulinda ngani ngoba siphila kwisikhathi esifast uNkulunkulu manje asenze kahle ekuseni ukuthi izinto ezi iblessing ezikaNkulunkulu zisidlulisa ekumapheni zisidlulisa ekulindeni manje ngikhulekela ukuthi mina nawe uNkulunkulu asipha amandla sikwazi ukulinda izethembiso zakhe kudala sometimes khulekela a certain thing iloku iyayiphindaphinda kodwa ngelinye ilanga sobona umhlola wento ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu uthembekile. May God richly bless you this morning in Jesus name, amen.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.